Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Megillah Daf Yudal, Megillah 14a, pagination is 27. We are about 19 lines from the top. Tuf Resh in the beginning of a line, Tanu Rabbonon, we learnt. Arbay Mushmona Neviim, 48 prophets, the Sheva Nevios and 7 prophetesses, Nisnabu Lohem Li Yisrael, said prophecy for the Jewish people, and they never diminished or added to that which is written in the Torah. All they did was clarify, admonish, inspire people to teshuvah, except for reading the Megillah, which was an actual rabbinic legislation to which they added to the body of Torah through that legislation. Just to pause for a second over here and observe, as the Gemara says later, there certainly were more than 48 plus 7 prophets of the Jewish people. The words of the Gemara is Kiflayim ki yotze Mitzrayim. Enormous number, thousands of people reached the level of legitimate prophecy, but they weren't prophets of this nature, whatever this nature exactly is. Rashi's words are, Shehutzricha ledoros, needed for generations to teach teshuvah or guidance, that there's something about these prophets that was that their prophecies were needed to be recorded as a lesson for generations, as opposed to other prophets that certainly a person should aspire to come as close as he could to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And prophecy is one method of being very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My Dorush, back in the Gemara, what was the reason, what was the logic that they had to institute reading the Megillah, if it's such an unusual thing to add to the body of Torah? Omer Rav Chiya bar Ovin, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, they said the following, Uma avdu, me avdus lecheirus amrinon shira, when you go from slavery to freedom, you say shira, thanks, praise, song, referring to the Exodus from Mitzrayim, mimisa lechayim lo kol shekein. So certainly, if you go from death to life, you should recite Shira. So it's a logic from the fact that we have Hallel on Pesach. Asks the Gemara, Ihochi, if your logic is true, Hallel nami nema, then we should actually go ahead and say Hallel as well. And the Gemara answers three answers which are critical to understand. Number one, Lefishein Omrim Hallel al Neis Shebechutza La'aretz. Once the Jewish people got to Eretz Yisrael, if a miracle occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael, we would not say Hallel on that. Number two, three lines up from the wide, Rav Nachman Amar Kiriyasa Zuhi Lula, reading the Megillah satisfies the requirement of Hallel. It is a sophisticated form of Hallel. We're saying the entire story and appreciating what Hashem did for us. And the third answer, Rava Omar Bishla Mahosam Hallelu Avdei Hashem Velo Avdei Paro. By Pesach, we used to be the slaves of Paro. Now we're servants of Hashem. Elohacha, but over here, Hallelu Avdei Hashem Velo Avdei Achashverosh. If you would say the words, the classic words of Hallel, that we're servants of Hashem, it would imply that we're not servants of Achashverosh anymore, that that's the liberation that we're commemorating, and that's not true. Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan, we're still servants to Achashverosh. We didn't really get that type of freedom. So while it is a great moment, but it's not Hallel. It's not Hallelu Avdei Hashem V'lo avdei paro achashverosh, that type of liberation did not occur. So again, three answers. One is that once we got into Eretz Yisrael, a miracle of outside Eretz Yisrael does not generate Hallel. The second answer is the Megillah is the Hallel. And an interesting Shaila exists. What happens if you don't have a Megillah? Should you recite Hallel? According to that answer, Kriyasa Zuhilula, maybe you should recite Hallel. And the third answer is, we appreciate what happened, but it's not Hallelu Avdei Hashem. It's not exclusively servants of Hashem, in that we were not liberated from Achashverosh. When we appreciate this Gemara, which asks, Hallel Nami Neima on Purim, why don't you say Hallel on Purim? So we can appreciate better the discussion about saying Hallel on Yom HaAtzma'ut, Israel Independence Day, or not saying Hallel on that day. In particular, the third reason of Hallelu Avdei Hashem, that Hallel is only appropriate if it is now servants of Hashem, and otherwise that day is a great day and it's a gift from Hashem, but it's not Hallelu Avdei Hashem, so then we can better appreciate why some people will say Hallel with a bracha. They say it's so momentous, they'll make some either Kal V'chomer, or they'll say it's a great commemoration, whereas others will say Hallel but without a bracha, which defines a little bit of reluctance, that you look at this Gemara and you're not quite sure that it's appropriate to say Hallel. Purim, they didn't say Hallel. You have to know that it's even better than Purim. And the other approach of simply not saying Hallel, but somehow making the effort to recognize that Eretz Yisrael certainly is a gift, and we have to appreciate that and treasure the gift. In the early days of the State of Israel, there really were two very different schools of thought. One school of thought was, this is the Messianic era, this is the ingathering of the exile. And the other approach, historically, just to appreciate, was a very provocative question. And the question was, certainly it's a wonderful thing, it's a good thing, but that messianic fervor was dampened by the question of, is this what we were waiting for close to 2,000 years, that we should argue about Shabbos and we should argue about Kashrus? Is this the Mashiach's times that were described of world peace and universal knowledge of Hashem, people supportive of Torah? There was also an additional reluctance, again, historically, to appreciate that some people who were not observant justified their non-observance by saying, at least we live in Israel, which is really a non-starter logically, as to why you're not observant. On the contrary, Eretz Yisrael is such a special place to come in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the ideal place to keep mitzvahs, and that's how we should view it. But keeping all that in mind and realizing that as passionate as people may get on the question of Hallel on a certain day, to really appreciate that it's a halachic question. Is Hallel the appropriate expression of our joy and appreciation? I'm also reminded of an interesting story regarding Reb Moshe Feinstein, who was once consulted about a certain Eruv, and some people were in favor of the Eruv, some people had complaints about the Eruv. And Reb Moshe listened to both sides, but basically he didn't paskin the shaila for the community. He wanted them to work it out. And someone asked Reb Moshe's son, so what does the Rosh Yeshiva hold? regarding Eruv. And Reb Moshe's son responded, the Rosh Yeshiva holds there is such a thing as an Eruv. He holds that there is such a Mesechta as Eruvin. And there are cases, if you do it and you pass in the Shilas and you be thorough about it, he holds there's such a thing as Eruv. You can't just throw Eruv out of Shas because you want to be Machmir and you're too nervous or whatever. There's such a thing as Eruvin. And I think that that same logic could be applied to Eretz Yisrael in modern time. A person can argue that it is appropriate to say Hallel. A person can argue that it's appropriate to say Hallel, but without a bracha. A person can argue that Hallel is the wrong form of expression. Hallelu avdei Hashem, and velo avdei other things. We're so subservient on so many other considerations that are not Torah considerations, pressures and issues, that to declare Hallelujah Avdei Hashem, we finally reached liberation where we can just do Torah, we can just focus on serving Hashem. It's not so simple. But you can't ignore the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us of Eretz Yisrael in the modern time. It's a sugya, it's a mesechta, there's such a thing. And again, however one's posek paskins regarding the proper commemoration and acknowledgement, but it's definitely in there. And just as Purim, they didn't want to say Hallel, but they found other methods of connecting, so is true in any other application where Hallel might not be appropriate, but there certainly are other methods that we could express our appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.